General meeting, Dayton, August 1963, reading meeting, Monday p.m.
Well, the lead again from the 7th. Revelation 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church in the judgment, these things that he shall behold, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth, no man shuddeth, and shuddeth and no man openeth. I am no man yet. Behold, I have kept before thee and have opened the door. No man can shut. But thou hast a little strength, and kept my word, and have not denied my name. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say, they are guilty of the lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and to know that I have loved you. Because I have kept the word of my faith, I also will keep thee from the power of the evil, which shall come out on all the world, by having dwelt on the earth. Behold, I am with thee. All that fast which thou hast, no man can thy son. Him that overcometh, shall I give a pillar in the temple of the God, and he shall go to no man, but swear upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is Jesus, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will love by him my true name. He that hath a Peter, that is Peter, that is Spirit there, unto the churches. And to him that is the church, at the way of the hearing sight. These things say concerning me, a faithful and true witness, the beginning of the beginning of Christ. I know thy work, that thou art even called, and good thy work for us all. So then, because I is one, and little more not, I will do my own. Because I have a good and it is good for my people, and knowest not that thou art blessed, treasured, secure, and true in the middle, I counsel thee that thou be filled as the fire by your fear, and quite me. Thy words before thee, that the saying of thy lips is not appear. And let thine eye without that, thou mayest see, as mention of thy love, I will
In connection with our chapter,
that is today in the state of Florida. I'm sure it's true. What do you think of me, Dad?
Deuteronomy, you'll find there the repeated mention of the Lord's right to see the place to establish his name. And usually read the first five, where we find that remark for the first five, but the first 4 years of the disaster, way before us. But the Lord himself was going to live there before he ever made known that he was going to establish his name there. So we believe that in order to honor the name of the Lord Jesus, in order to remember his value as he would have a value, there must be a significant place.
The verse that our brother Alexander had a attention to in Isaiah 26. Know that the people that we have here are actually not consisting of Mary, the Mary. And in the United States, now they will say, where is your God? I'm sorry, that Lord. And the little remnant that wait for him are going to keep his name. But the man in Isaiah 30, the name of the Lord comes from the fire, burning with anger. Now, as he's going to manifest his name, as you learn in the Revelation, the 19th chapter, that he comes forth manifesting that name. It'll be before the whole earth. He's the only one who has the right and the title. And he's going to manifest his name. He is. But today, the religious world is denying that name. And they're setting aside the name of Jesus in the sense that they say that he's not the Son of God. What a wonderful privilege it is to have any pastor in and only that precious name is sacred to be gathered to his name.
That's the same truth that I learned in the first part of that verse, in Isaiah 24. In the way of thy judgment, O Lord, have you been to me. The Lord brought up the ark the first time, and it wasn't the Levites that did it, for it was done in the wrong place. He did it before the Lord, he found out that he said, who did the Levites have to say that? The very thing that he said that in the right way. And isn't that the way to do it? How many say that we have different things to make? As long as we are wicked to the Lord. But we have his word, that he is true to us. But we make it about three instructions for the people of instructions and the word.
My say after that verse, though, if you call attention to the first part, the judgment that the Jews, the way they use it today, which is right, as to our, the application for us, may be different to Israel. Because Israel is going through the judgment. Israel is going to be passed through the judgment, and they're going to learn the way of righteousness. But with us today, it may carry a bit more of all of this in there.
I thought of the word judgment here as instruction. As we find in the 119th Psalm, the word judgment is about a new term. It's good.
A man says this in the management of young people. Every word of God is good. You cannot sacrifice any part of the Holy Scripture and maintain the truth of it. We're living in a day when the Word of God is being set aside. I happen to know of one of the largest denominations in this country, the seminaries in the Atlantic to the Pacific. Do not have a single seminary in which the first 10 chapters of Genesis are taught as the Word of God. Every single instance is taught as a myth. And you cannot reject the first 10 chapters of Genesis without rejecting the whole Word of God. Lord Jesus verified it, the apostles verified it, and we just all by together, the book is one indissoluble whole. Don't take any part of it away.
And there's another thing that's coming in and coming in rapidly. Now, I know it's not learned by measure. Nevertheless, we may as well take stock of where we stand. And that is that in society, as I've always said, that Scripture is not enough to meet the tradition of the Church. The traditions of the Church are just as important and just as valuable, just as binding as the Scripture itself. All right, we say that's Catholicism. But now in the great effort to unite Catholicism and Protestantism, Protestantism is saying, oh, the Protestantism has made a great mistake, but we have neglected the tradition. And now we better go back and take another look at it. Maybe they're bound to it. We should have them. And so we're going to be able to salvage the whole by the sacrifice of the Word of God. You see, infidelity, all of their faith. So it's more important today than it ever has been to stand solely, truly on the constitution of the Word of God. And let us never forget that it's binding. We cannot excuse ourselves from its precepts. We cannot just say, well, that doesn't apply to me and just pass it off. Look at that, brother.
Yes, I was shocked at the magazine was put out by one seven-minute study. And in 7 minutes, quite a bit. We didn't have to do it at all. We had to do it just really had the right to do it. Well, that's a fundamental thing that the thing here has to do with the reason. And that comes in such very rude, right? And there is no reason. It's heavy enough to do it. And the way that the inner way
remnant and salvation will be none left. We can
thank God for His grace to preserve the truth to us from this and kept us in it. Let us walk carefully, or we may lose it. Put the weight. In this very chapter, it says that no man holds thy time. That's the 11th verse. The whole man comes from the whole that thou shalt have, that no man holds thy time. Tells me say that you might lose your crown. That is what it says. But no man does. This goes in my judgment is, you do not go unfaithful, I do not go unfaithful, the Lord will raise up others, you will have a testimony to the end, but I may not be there. Let them go unfaithful. We value the word of God enough so that we read a portion of it and meditate on it every day. You know, the beginning of a thing is the subtle part. And giving up the word of God doesn't come all of a sudden. And I believe it's very important that we should be exercised about reading the word individually, reading it for ourselves. Not just because we have to, but because they keep our souls in it. Reading it for ourselves. We enjoy and comfort and encourage and encouragement there in the Word. And I'm saying this especially for the encouragement of the young people. There comes a time of being when the young people read the Word. They read the Word of God every day for themselves. Set aside some time during the day when you can read a portion of the Word of God all by yourself, be all alone with the Lord, and have a little season of prayer, peace, a little time of communion with the Lord. It's so important. And if that is neglected, that is really the beginning of giving up the Word of God. It's so important that the Bible should be taken off the shelf and read and meditated upon. There's a little saying, I don't know if I can remember it or not. These two are wedded and never will part. Dust on the Bible and drought in the heart. What has been said is, the reference made to the second chapter speaks about this is my faithful martyr. Oh, I can say here, mind one of God. What's the place of that country? That's in the address to Pergamus. And there was a time when Constantine recognized the church and assumed the place of being a head. What was the Congress going on at that time? It was thought to refer to Athanasius. There was another one there, Arius, who was denying the name of Christ. Well, Athanasius was just sitting for years. He was banished several times on a Congress. Well, Constantine went and won. He didn't want to see a division. And so, in the friends of Arius got these ears, and so he ordered Arius to store. Well, he was appointed to be restored and was taken to the Well, he was taken out of the scene on the Saturday to see.
That's enough to be always in there. Do you know what that is? Yes, we could always live in this. The humanitarian thing and many cups of jelly. Universalism. Large section of the time and congregation.
And just in the last two or three years, they decided to adopt the name Christian.
instead of being called the Unitarian Christian Church, it's just the Unitarian Church. Years ago, they thought they needed that. Now they don't.
If you would be surprised to know, prominent writers in Christendom are now referring to this as the total Christian spirit.
Maybe some of the young people do not know what I mean by total Christian. It means that Christianity is past there, it's gone. Maybe it means they're out of here.
Total Christian spirit.
Gentlemen, that's too much longer than we may suffer for being Christian. And don't let me thank you for that. National and world council churches don't do it.
The Lord knows when the apostle said, I thought I pulled your ass, but that's in the name of God.
Yes, and so it is. It's perfect. That reference just to the fact that we always do. The Gentiles have been brought into a place of privilege and blessing on earth in Christianity that was one time the property of the Jews. While olive branches have been grasped into the good olive tree. But have they continued in God's goodness? The answer is a fact. No. It's going to be cut off. Out of the olive tree. That doesn't mean that a Christian will ever lose his salvation. Gentiles or Gentiles will lose the privilege of it. Because they have not continued in God.
So the water is filled.
That means I'm going to change my opinion. The original order of an eye is the Son of God was the revolutionary, the higher organized religion. Like a man in the ninth of John when he confessed Jesus, they cast him out, they excommunicated him. To be excommunicated from the synagogue on that day was to be outside of religion, outside of the social world, in fact, outside of everything. It was a very serious thing for a Jew to be excommunicated from the synagogue. All rights and titles were attached to the synagogue. Well, there's that today. It's coming in. We're going to have a great world. We're going to have all the embellishments of antiquity. And we're going into religion. You think that's it?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Which they are Jews and are not. So it's not literally a Jewish organization. But it's a question we bring in, we need like that conviction. They're Jews and are not. It's an organization, Christian organization, and the Christian church. They're just going to be birthed again to go with these people. Mm-hmm.
All right, I just say my
prayer. The synagogue is just has more liberty than the temple, but it's just more of a forum. So, the liberty to take up anything.
Well, it speaks of Judaized Christianity, doesn't it? And Christianity is becoming so Judaized that you can't recognize it as Christianity anymore, and I suppose that's where this idea of post-Christian era comes in.
But the post-Christian era is more than the introduction of Judaism into Christianity. For a long time you have to turn Judeo-Christian, as though they were just different phases of the same thing, all melting at a point. The post-Christian era is
post-Christian era is the overthrow of Christianity. The same church decision about all the reading of the Bible. And the food is part. Then we have this that was practiced since 450 years ago.
That is so much true. I also repeat the love of the very Lord. Because of his will, he can be saved through it. His will is trying to be saved through the tribulation. He said that the time he faces trouble, he tries to be preserved through it. He says, I'm going to keep you away from the time of which I'm going to take you out of it before the time comes. What can be clearer than
that? Well, the last hour,
though, isn't it? Yeah, the hour. The first one, 5, 9, 7. First one, 5, 9. But God has not appointed us to God, but that they salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Not to go through the tribulation. Then you're looking for the Roman Empire to go on and take the ministry to succeed. And much of it is happening that I never thought the church would see. I'm looking at what's going on. And Mr. Barber and Mr. Kelly Lincoln, you say what they were saying. I see a look at that point here from the Lord Jesus. It says, if I was going to accept the word of my faith, I was the Lord who's going on in faith.
The field, 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 the field,
me as a judge of the spirit. But here's the church in there, where the demon goes and sees the Son of God. And
suddenly, things like the fire, the next thing is that the person is going to die. And somehow I set the word as an assertion. The assertion is that the church, the second time, is free. The more I lift your heart into the love of God, and lead you to and into the presence of Christ. And I think the place in waiting for Christ is considered. Let's render you the presence of Christ.
Taking my Bible, it's a pretty lot of belief. I may give the gift of the notation that I have here. In this verse, the three things that characterize the Lord's company in Philadelphia. And in the 9th century and 11th verse, we have three things that the Lord does for them. In this verse, it says, "Thou hast little strength." We have dependence upon the Lord. And in the 9th verse, and for thy wisdom depends on the worship of thy feet, the Lord vindicates our little company. That the child of the weak company, he vindicates them. And I think that's what they're discussing in. Not that they will worship at their feet, they are literally, but that the Lord is vindicating that little company. In the sight of all those that despise them. And I kept my word. In the first verse, it says, "Because I have kept the word of my faith, I have preached in the year of temptation." So we have obedience in the 8th verse, and in the 10th verse, we have protection for the company. I have not denied my name. That's confession. And in the 11th verse, there is a confessor of me, there is a sign that is given to
more time in this world. That's the
Thank you.
approval in that day. May be, and that's what it is, the judgment of the church. We insisted on the truth, and the high testimony, and the law of God. May be, the kind of truth of the church. I don't know this how it happened, but I knew it wasn't so good.
Oh,
opportunity to
the Lord's truth is set before us for the other kind of
And we actually find that the heart is actually by the strength of glory, the heart of the power, made of Israel. And the first thing we need to do with the problems, I believe, that comes to many things to come to Lord. When it comes to truth, you have to stand alone sometimes. And you have to give up a companion. And you may even sometimes have to separate from the Christian companion without walking in the truth. It may come to that sometimes. The moment you have to say that, it's something that, if you don't stand alone in it, you won't be a perfect testimony either. And it has to be an instant fire for this one and for more, and it has to be faithful to the truth of the truth.
You have to be sure of the truth of the truth. You have to be sure of the truth of the truth. And the brother who is living in the truth, who is living in the past, we may have just been asked, and maybe we're sitting in a range of suffering on this street. Maybe it's time something comes up on you. I can play all the mind of the left. This is what I describe as this week. And if we didn't have a history or a definite history of things, to tell our friends and to my God.
The person is telling you
The man professes his true religion, respect the law, the man is to separate some of the emotions, and seek to be faithful to the truth, to the Lord. The most he was able, most in the face of the truth is known, how happy it is to go out there and notice the mind of that spirit. I was saying this, though, that we need to turn it up to a point. Don't you think that when our mother buried his child, we would be put. I'm saying to all young people, many of you in my family are meaning well, all the things people we do all the time. I'd like to settle down in the meaning of this time, and you are all meaning. When you are beginning, I want to say this. A lot of young people is not in any mixed blessing. All there is problem. Probably this is just difficult. Because among young people, you will find some who are thoroughly devoted to the Lord and everything. And all that is
Thank you. I'm going to
brilliant,